brought to you by Nacho.
Hello and welcome to Payments Smartcast, Nacho's podcast channel featuring discussions of interest to the payments community. Today, our guest is Mike Hurd, Nacho Senior Vice President, ACH Network Administration, and we're chatting about Same Day ACH, which marks its fifth anniversary in September. Mike, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Michael.
Tell us a little bit, for those of us who were not around, tell us a little bit about how and why Same Day ACH came about.
Well, sure. As you know, we're approaching the fifth anniversary of Same Day ACH going live. And in 5 years, sometimes we lose sight of the fact that this idea around faster payments has not always been commonplace. And, you know, going way back to the time when we were developing the ideas and the rules around Same Day ACH and the business cases, we were looking for ways to expand the capabilities of the ACH network. We were identifying use cases and business cases and processing models to provide faster payment option for businesses and consumers in a variety of use cases. And what resulted from that were the Same Day ACH rules and capabilities that went into effect 5 years ago. I was about to say that we have today, but that's not true because we've continued to expand and enhance Same Day ACH well beyond what went into effect 5 years ago. But that's really how we got to that point of when we went live in September of 2016.
And since that day back in 2016, there's the payment volume and value has been pretty astounding.
I think it has. You know, obviously you start small. When we went live on day one, you know, no one really knew what was going to happen. It was a brand new thing. But we did hear on that day one that there were financial institutions and service providers that had processed volume. So we knew that the volume was at least one. And as it turns out, we had 13 million same day payments in the 3+ months of 2016 when it was live. But since that time, since inception now, there've been over 1.2 billion same day ACH payments and transferring more than $1.5 trillion in value. So we've really, you know, come from a place where, you know, same day ACH started as an emergency type of payment. You know, when something went wrong, a deadline was missed, to really just a mainstream faster payment option that's pretty widely accessible and, you know, used pretty substantially.
1.2 billion payments and $1.5 trillion. Do those figures surprise you in any way?
Well, I mean, that's a tough one to answer. It's kind of a yes and no answer. You know, in hindsight, it's kind of easier to say, well, sure, those are good volumes. Those are healthy grow rates. And it's still only a fraction of total ACH volume. So that all seems reasonable, right? And even with pretty healthy year-over-year growth rates. But, you know, honestly, thinking back to the time when this was all brand new, it was really kind of difficult to forecast you know, where this was going to go and how quickly it was going to go. So we are very, very happy with the performance based on payment volume and dollars transferred. But if I'm honest, you know, thinking back 5 years ago, I don't know how we could have predicted it.
You mentioned a little bit ago that there's been an enhancement every year since the start. How much of a factor do you think those enhancements are in Same Day ACH gaining?
I think it's had a tremendous impact in adoption. You know, we intentionally started with a somewhat low dollar limit for Same Day ACH payments. And again, I say that was intentional and deliberate. I think the industry felt like it wanted to have some experience transacting same-day ACH payments at relatively low dollar limits, really just to learn what would happen, you know, what kind of dollar flows there were throughout the day. Did they see any new types of risks or fraud that emerged from same-day ACH going into effect? And I think the good answer there is we didn't see any new frauds that were solely attributable to same-day ACH. But after some period of time, it became clear from the marketplace, from users, that whatever the rationale for starting with a low limit, that that was an impediment to additional adoption, not just because there would be some payments that were over that limit where the user wanted to use same-day ACH, but that in total, the capability didn't encompass enough of their overall payment volume to where it was meaningful for them to decide to use same-day ACH at all. So I think the increase to $100,000 that occurred in March of 2020 was the first big change that really was oriented around marketplace adoption, and then followed a year later in March of 2021 by expanding the hours that same-day ACH is available through the implementation of a third daily processing window. And I think those two things taken in combination is really what set us on the current, you know, sort of hockey stick growth trajectory that we're currently in for same-day ACH volume, because they really did significantly expand the capabilities and made it more of an attractive, faster payment option, encompassing, you know, much more of an end user's payment volume from both dollars that could be transaction and time of day when they could use it.
And there's another big enhancement coming next year. Tell us a little bit about that and what might be on the horizon beyond next year.
So for 2022, the next enhancement is another increase in the same-day ACH dollar limit, although it's more significant than the last one. The last one was a fourfold increase. This one is a 10 times increase, so a magnitude of order with the same-day ACH dollar limit moving to $1 million per payment. So I think that'll have another beneficial effect in terms of adoption in the marketplace for entities that are wanting to use same-day ACH or wanting to use it for more of their payments volume. I think that change to $1 million will be a game changer for some segment of the marketplace and some use cases. So just like the previous increase, we will learn as we go and see how the same day capability is used and changes after that dollar limit goes into place prior to any additional considerations of ongoing changes to the dollar limit. I think also beyond next year, we're intently focused on the broader faster payments discussion, and particularly where the Federal Reserve may be headed with its wholesale payment services. That's very relevant to ACH because ACH utilizes the Federal Reserve's settlement service, the National Settlement Service. And if that service is poised to expand its operating hours into evenings and weekends and holidays, then that certainly opens up opportunities in the ACH network to expand ACH processing schedules for both same-day payments, but also standard 1 and 2 day ACH payments if we have those additional opportunities. So, you know, there's nothing really definitive yet, but I think that is the next area of exploration and discussion and socialization around expanding the ACH processing hours based on where the Federal Reserve and specifically the Federal Reserve Settlement Service is headed.
You mentioned the Fed, and of course, they're a partner of NACHA, one of the two ACH operators, Tell me about the importance of the cooperation between NACHA and the operators and the financial institutions in making same-day ACH not only work, but be such a success.
Well, I think with respect to NACHA and the two ACH operators, we're effectively joined at the hip for this kind of network development process and implementation and go live. I think, we work together almost constantly, several times a week at least, as these things get discussed and developed and approved and implemented. And certainly from the perspective of the users of the network, it's seamless that we have two operators that interoperate with each other. From a user's, there's no discernible difference between which ACH operator is handling their volume, or if it's actually crossing between the two operators. So I think that is a feature of the ACH that makes it attractive to end users. But I think everyone has to work together on these types of enhancements. You know, that's one of the, again, cornerstones of how the ACH system works. When we have a new rule or a new capability that goes live, everyone in the network takes that same step at the same time. So, you know, again, going back 5 years ago to when same day ACH went live, that meant that all financial institutions that receive ACH payments had to be ready on the first day to do so. That's how we provide ubiquity to the ACH network. That's how a user knows that any payment that they send can make it to any endpoint. And so we all take that step together, and it does require close collaboration.
Mike, when you talk to people in the payments industry, your fellow professionals, what do you hear about saying the ACH?
Well, we hear a lot of different things. I think most recently, the consumer ACH debits have emerged as the fastest source of growth for same-day ACH payments. I think one of the leading use cases are account-to-account transfers, which are consumers transferring funds from one account at an institution to another account at a different institution. And more commonly, that is happening with the same-day ACH debit. I think that makes sense for the institution where funds are being transferred to use same-day ACH for that type of use case. I think another pretty rapidly growing area are business-to-business payments. And this includes both supplier and vendor payments. But I think it also covers the business equivalent of account-to-account transfers. So moving money from one account to another, and in some sense, that's very much similar to what in the corporate treasury world they called cash concentration, but enabling that to happen with same-day ACH transactions. And then the third area really, and this was maybe predominant in the prior year, 2020, as our leading source of growth a year ago, was direct deposit. So that's businesses and organizations and government agencies making payments to consumers, payroll, insurance distributions, refunds, assistance payments, all of those various types of payments going to consumers, making use of the same-day ACH capability. So I think those are probably the three areas of use cases and growth that we're hearing about the most.
Some of those use cases I know were anticipated, but anything that you came across that surprised you that people started using same-day for?
So there is one thing that I thought was very, very clever. And it wasn't really a use case, but it was more about how an organization thought about the capability and what it could do for them. Early on, after same-day ACH debits went live, we heard that there were some ACH originators that were making use of that capability on Fridays so that they could originate those consumer debits and have them clear and settle before the end of the business day. And since I'm talking about a Friday, inherently that means before the start of a weekend. And so I thought that was very clever as a way to have that, you know, kind of that life cycle of an ACH payment come to a conclusion before the onset of a weekend. And then above and beyond that, the next kind of wrinkle there was for those originators to say, and we're also using same day ACH for debits on Wednesdays, because then we have the, you know, the life cycle of the forward ACH debit and the return life cycle. If we're going to get a return, that return period would also run its course and conclude before the onset of the weekend. So this particular originator had figured out how to use same day ACH in multiple ways to conclude its business week and not have a lot of its payment activity or return activity hang out until the opening of the next business day the following Monday.
All right. So 5 years on, a lot of uses, planned and unplanned, a lot of enhancements. Is the best still to come?
Well, I think it is. I mean, if we're taking stock, you know, our last quarter's 82% year-over-year growth rate is wonderful in its own right. But when we look at the volume of same-day ACH, it's at about 2% of overall ACH volume. So even though we're approaching our fifth anniversary, I still feel like it's still in its infancy. I feel like there's a lot of expansion and adoption that's still going to happen as we look to at least the next 5 years.
All right, Mike Hurd, thank you so much. That's been Payment Smartcast. Once again, our thanks to Mike Hurd, not just Senior Vice President, ACH Network Administration. Appreciate you joining us today.